I'm Bob Rankin. I've been your state representative for 6 years.
Here in Garfield County, we have 20% of Latino community. How are you going to represent this Latino community?
Oh, gosh, I struggle with that every day. I'll tell you this. A lot of the kids in that community have been born here, and they're American citizens. So we have an obligation to a large number of American citizens to educate them. And their parents may not be documented, but they need parents. So, I look at the family situation and think, wow, you know, first of all, we need those people. We unemployment is so low. We need to make sure they feel safe. We need to allow them to work, pay taxes, and they take care of those kids. You know, if they're safe and working, then we have a happy family taking care of the kids.
Colin Wilhelm, Democratic candidate for House District 57. As an attorney with an immigration law practice, we already represent a lot of Latinos and Latinas throughout the court system and also in the immigration process system. So we want to continue to work with them, and I want to represent them at the state level so that way we can distill away some of the fear that anybody's feeling out here with the current federal administration. I want to make sure that they understand that they're protected at the state level by me and by the state house.
Health insurance. The Latino community, we don't have really good access to that, sometimes because of the social security number. What are you going to do about this?
Well, it's caught up in federal immigration issues, but you know, like we have a lot of parents, those kids could be on Medicaid, but they're afraid to register their own child for Medicaid. That concerns me. We need to find a way to make sure that all those kids are actually eligible for Medicaid actually get signed up. So that's one thing that I think we could work on. The other thing is, you know, just basic access. I mean, I'm a fan of the Mountain Family Health Center, you know, the federally qualified health centers, and they do take care of folks, you know, whether they're documented or not. So I'm a real fan of them, and I was actually the legislator of the year for the statewide organization supporting those health centers. So that's something we can do is strengthen their role, make sure they're properly funded and supported.
I intend to create a statewide rate across the state to lower healthcare costs here so that way we're not paying 40% more than people in Denver and Boulder are paying. Then what I also want to do is bring about healthcare transparency, which means that they know what they're going to be paying when they go to the doctor. And I also want to make sure that anybody that might have any fear about going to a doctor or a hospital will not have any fear, because there will be a law in place that if they go see anybody, they won't have any trouble getting any care. I want to make sure that they understand that there won't be any fear and that their health care will be covered through their health insurance. And if they need to, they can join the expanded Medicare that I'm planning on implementing.
Something else you want to add?
I hope that everybody gets out and votes on November 6th. Put your issues in your conscience.
I need to go back for 2 more years because I'm working on health care, education, and it's unique that I am the senior member of the Budget Committee. And we work from November to May, but I'm the only rural legislator and the only Western Slope legislator on that. And I don't care who I am, we need to take advantage of that seniority on that committee, because that's where we can do a lot of things. It's a very important committee to direct resources to Western Slope.